All right, last day of our Single Mom Saturday fundraising. And $150 away from $18,000. I'm sure this morning, I mean, we said from the outset we'd love to get to 20. Last year we did 22,005. Caleb reminded us yesterday that our record was 23,006. And between the two of us, honestly, how can we not dream of 25? But today we sit at $17,850. So help us move it if you can. Allison has already this morning in Chippewa Falls. Thanks so very much, Allison. And there's Renee stepping up with a gift. And let's see. Of course, there's Single Mom Saturday, and then there's other funds. And so this one does not specify Single Mom Saturday. So I believe it's not. It's so because that is not specified. Okay, so we stay 150 shy of 18,000. So help us out if you can. WWIB.com, Single Mom Saturday. We'll touch on that again in a moment. See if even during this segment anybody. Last day to do it. Last day, midnight tonight. It all wraps up. This day in history. 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion began. Hundreds of Cuban exiles trained by the CIA invaded Cuba's Bay of Pigs trying to topple Fidel Castro from power, but the invasion failed, proving an embarrassment for President John F. Kennedy just months after taking office.
This was a struggle of Cuban patriots against a Cuban dictator. While we could not be expected to hide our sympathies, we made it repeatedly clear that the armed forces of this country would not intervene in any way.
Also this day in history, former First Lady Barbara Bush, remember her? She died this day 8 years ago, 2018, at the age of 92. And the Ford Mustang was introduced on this day at the New York World's Fair in 1964. Today's devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Again, nobody's got longer devotional titles than Bob, right? It's called One of the Best Swaps is When We Replace Who We Thought We'd Be with Who God Thought We'd Be. Matthew 20:16, the last will be first and the first will be last. Bob says, if you knew kids who were in theater or choir when you were in school, you knew the anticipation of auditions. Maybe you've tried out for a school play or a talent show and hoped you were destined for stardom. You can get knocked down a few notches when you learn your assessment of your talents doesn't match up with everyone else's. Very few people aspire to the role of the donkey in the stable to witness Jesus' birth or set their sights on playing tambourine behind the band or becoming vice president someday. Even more difficult to accept than the role of tree number four is the supporting role we often play in real life. Bob Goff says, we might not admit it, but most of us imagined ourselves growing up to take the lead. If it's business, we imagine ourselves as the boss. If it's ministry, we envision ourselves as lead pastors. Aspiring writers dream of selling best-selling books, and musicians dream of hit singles. But God's kingdom doesn't work like the world. Jesus said the real heroes are the servants, the one who take the cuts to the back of the line. He says our impact isn't measured by our accolades, but by the sacrifices we make. We'll know we're growing when we let God replace who we thought we'd be with who he thought we'd be. Your face might not be on the cover and your song might not be on the charts, but you'll be more humble. It won't be our successes that point people toward Jesus. It'll be our kindness. Today's question, what can you do to step into God's invitation to love others like he does? Isn't that what Christianity is about? It is not about power. Let's not be misguided. Let's not be duped by the devil. It is not about power, except the Holy Spirit's power to overcome sin, to have power over the grave. But it's about love, right? Love is the first fruit and the highest gift. Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love God and love others. How can you say you love God who you haven't seen if you don't love your brother who you have seen? 1 John 4:20. And Jesus says not once but twice, including right before he goes to the cross, he says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. This love will be how people know that we are his followers. So there we go, WWIB. It seems we need that reminder every day, right? In Matthew 24, he's like, because of the increase in wickedness in the last times, the love of most would grow cold. So may our love be strong. And if we've got love, we'll have kindness that Bob Goff just spoke about. All right. Coming up on 622 WWIB and time for birthdays, anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating. That's why we've created wib.com/celebrations. Had some flies in the ointment, some bugs in the system. We've taken care of those, and we think that we've got things set right. And so it's there I go this morning to see the birthday of Faith Lindner. It's tomorrow. The talented Chicago architect, and her dad sang, "Happy birthday, Faith. We're so grateful for the plan the Lord has for you as an architect in Chicago. May you continue to enjoy and build relationships as you continue to serve him through your journey there. We love you and will always be your biggest fans. God bless you." Her dad, Backer Bob, birthday Bob. He wears a lot of hats. He does. One of the best dads in the world, too. Okay, also, we see that via Facebook, well, Kat Morgan, my goodness, worked with her at Fierce Freedom. She's the talented executive director, and she's turning a year older today. Happy birthday. Congrats on another trip around the sun. Kat's got a wonderful sense of humor, but a passion for what she does to bring justice as she fights for freedom at Fierce Freedom. She fights for it in a fierce way, and we just recorded another podcast a couple of days ago with the folks from Bridge to Hope over in Menominee. So be listening for that, checking that out next week. And so, happy birthday, Kat. She and her husband living over in Hudson these days. Another Film Friday on WWIB. That means talking to our award-winning screenwriting friend, Andrea Polnasek. She is an author, a social worker, film producer working actually in the arts department of this latest movie, Breaking Joy, in Georgia, as we've pre-recorded this conversation. So, Andrea, we know that we want to get just a quick update from you on the Christmas movie, and we will do that in a moment. But first of all, this is our Single Mom Saturday, our Single Mom Saturday fundraising week. It's wrapping up here. And since we're pre-recording the conversation, I'm not sure exactly where we're at financially. The goal to try to really double, triple, even quadruple the $4,500 from our business sponsors. We did get $1,000 plus in as a head start. But I know as your longtime friend and the work you do in social work, you have a great heart and empathy and care for single moms and a lot of situations they find themselves in. Out of that, can you speak some to what we're doing with the 10 single moms and their kids and the way they get celebrated, and then a vehicle repair fund that they're left with, a surprise repair fund at the end?
That's just beautiful. I think that reaching out and supporting single moms is one of the most important things we can do, because motherhood is such a journey and it's so complicated and hard and beautiful. And when you're doing it alone and then you have the, you know, extra stress of finances as well as being mom and dad and best friend and everything else to your kids, I think that often you can feel just empty. And just that acknowledgement and validation and support that this project is doing, and will, you know, not to mention the gifts and the financial support for our single moms. I think I'm so happy that WWIB is doing this and honoring single moms this way. And I just want to encourage all the moms out there. It's easy to look to the left or the right, compare yourself to somebody else, but don't. Just realize that God equipped you perfectly with everything that you need to be the parent for your child. Lean into that. And then the best gift or permission that someone gave me was delight. Delight in the child God gave you, not trying to compare them to anybody else's child, but just they're your kid. Enjoy and delight in them for who they are.
Well, that's great advice, single parent or not, right there. That's a good word. And then also, I know it's stuck in my head for a lot of years, James Dobson saying the hardest job in the world is to be a single parent, a single mom. And I think that's a good word.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Because, you know, when you're doing it by yourself, there's just so much pressure and you don't know all the answers. None of us do.
Well, that's cheering not only because we reached 18,000 earlier this morning, Barb from La Crosse with a gift of $180 getting us over, but how about an anonymous gift from Hayward of $500 this morning? That gets us to 18,530 in our Single Mom Saturday.
Well, goodness gracious, Alvo, because I was saying maybe we could try and knock off 1,000 to get halfway to our goal of 20,000 by the end of the show. But now,
yeah,
could we set that goal a little bit bigger? All right, thank you so much for the generous anonymous gift. $20,000 or more by midnight tonight.
It's fun to mark it down every time somebody gives. Thanks so much. A friend of ours, Randy there in Stanley, Julian Eau Claire earlier, $150. Unofficially, I have us at $18,780. So, yeah.
Better change that, Havo.
Yeah, okay.
Better change that.
Okay.
Barry's Builder Supply and Bruce. I love the alliteration. Barry's Builder Supply and Bruce just gave $500.
Wow. Huh.
Thank you so much.
Over 19.
Wow. Incredible. So, unofficially, too, $750 away now from getting to that plateau of $20,000. Chris Jansen, that one is called Bye Mom. You're on WWIB, where we are family. I hear the line in that song about somebody who loves you more than she loves herself. And it's a horrible song because I get emotional off the air. But also, I think about this how strong my sister-in-law Erin is, as she's been by the side of my nephew Jace, who's continuing to fight in Gillette Children's in the city, Salvo, and well over 10 weeks that she's been there. And you talk about a mom who loves her child more than herself.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's what motherhood is, right? And I'll probably do this later on because maybe she's grabbing a little sleep right now, but it's Erin's birthday today.
Uh-huh.
And so want to wish her a happy birthday in case she or any other family are listening. But I mean, motherhood, it's just, I think we say as dads who love our children, but it is a special, special bond, a mother and child. And if we can come alongside the single moms this week and be as big a support and blessing as we can. And again, we just want to honor them and tell them that they are loved. You think about the love of a mother for a child, but the love of Creator God for those he's made goes so much beyond that, beyond anything that we could imagine. And so we just want to remind them of his love for them, even as they're incredibly sacrificially loving toward their children. We want to remind them of the God who would give his own son in their stead to fling wide the gates of heaven and open a way for eternal hope. So, man, everything that you are giving this week, we truly think that sends that message.
I'll tell you, this week has so sensitized my heart. I think I started to tear up at a commercial yesterday. I mean, so it is just really something. But I'm also learning along the way, it takes a mom to know a mom. And we do the best we can as dads, but I saw just a beautiful post from your wife, Lindsay, Erin's sister on Facebook this morning, and it's just like that she's seen Erin and recognizing that. And we're trying to see these single moms, right?
Yeah.
That song from Brandon Heath, Give Me Your Eyes. More and more, we want to have the mind of Christ. We want to have the eyes of Christ as we look and see. And every time we hear one of these single mom testimonies, it helps me. It sensitizes us. So.
I just got a gift from Durand. Deb from Durand. Deborah from Durand. We always love alliteration.
We do.
But she says this. She just gave $100. Thank you so much. She says, I've been listening all week and just felt I needed to give. She says, I was never blessed with children of my own, but wanted to help someone in need. That's beautiful, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you so much for that wonderful gift. And we'll take a break here, Halvin. Hopefully, maybe be able to have some good news at the end of this. But I think $400 would get us to that $20,000 goal.
It would get us over at $19,660 right now, $340 away from 20 grand.
Could four people match what Deborah just did? Four people matching that $100, or one person doing all of it, or two people doing $200, or eight people $50, WWIB.com. 7 minutes left before the top of the hour. Could we see that $20,000 reached before 8 a.m., Lord willing? WWIB.com, top of the page. It'll take you maybe 2 minutes to give a gift. Can we get there? Well, Havel, thanks to a wonderful gift from Patricia from Holcomb in honor of Nina, $100 for Single Mom Saturday. We are getting very, very close to our goal for the week of $20,000 or, Lord willing, even more for this year's 10 single mothers. And we were trying to get to that by 8 o'clock, fell a little bit short, under $300, though, away by our unofficial tally if all pledged and promised gifts come in. And so hopefully we could take care of that as soon as possible. Festival Foods, Mom's Night Off. It's kind of going with the theme of moms here this week. And we have Shelly from Chippewa Falls, this week's winner. Shelly, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
So again, in honor of Mother's Day, leading up to Mother's Day, our friends at Festival Foods are joining with us to honor a mom each Friday morning from those who've entered at WWIB.com. Your name was picked, and just looking at your entry, it sounds like you work some long weeks, and certainly a night off and a night out would be welcome.
Yes, it would be. So I'm going to take my daughter, and we're going to enjoy the night out at the movies. So.
Fantastic.
I'm
we're going to give you
so.
Two Micon Cinemas movie passes and a $25 Festival Foods gift card. Maybe you want to get something from the Heat and Eat section of the deli there. Make your night as easy as possible. And Shelly, if I can put you on the spot for just a quick moment before we let you go, what encouragement would you give maybe to other mamas out there who feel really tired and exhausted? How would you encourage them?
Just keep going. Give it to God and, pray and know that he's in charge.
Well, thank you so much for that word, Shelly. And again, thanks to our friends at Festival Foods. We're going to set you up with a night off and a night out. Friends, you can enter too at WWIB.com for the Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest leading up to Mother's Day.
Hey, everybody, it's Farmer John, and it's lambing time at Govan's Farm in Menominee. The barn is filling with farm babies. This is the final weekend, so don't miss out. Come hold baby lambs, goats, chicks, and piglets. Govan's has fun for all ages. There'll be pony rides, fresh donuts, kettle corn, meal deals, and be sure to try the giant slide. Don't miss out. This is the final weekend. Get all the details at govinsfarm.com. That's govins farm.com.
So Havel came running into the studio and said we have some updates in our Single Mom Saturday challenge. Go ahead, Havel.
We sure do. Wow. Trying to unpack this. First of all, I heard from Rhonda and Eau Claire. Rod and Rhonda are going to give $100. She's going to drop that off today. That got us to $19,860, was the 14th person to give today. But then not one, not two, but three people giving online at WWIB.com. The first is Anonymous. With quite a statement, if you want to read it, Caleb, but yeah. Also quite a statement and a gift of $750.
Goodness gracious. So
yeah, and so that took us over $20,000. Our friend Mike in La Crosse giving $25 at Wib.com saying, my mom, who was a single mom raising two kids, me and my sister, it's doing it in honor of her. And finally, Angie in Thorpe also this morning, Angie, our friend, giving $200 to Single Mom Saturday. That takes us unofficially to $20,735 and 17 givers this morning. That might be a record.
It is incredible. Thank you all for responding in such an amazing way. And now getting beyond $20,000, that superseding what we did last year of $22,500 for last year's moms, that is certainly within reach. I want to read this anonymous giver that gave $750 plus. Says this, every year this week reminds me of how important community is. No one should feel they have to do it alone, especially single parents. They say the moms being served may have family and friends wrapping around them, but some may be isolated with minimal support. WWIB provides our community the opportunity to be a blessing right here in the Chippewa Valley through this mission and how we can stand up and represent God's love, telling the moms served and the single parents they hear about it that in our community, you are seen, heard, and deeply loved.
Huh.
This person says, thank you, WWIB, for allowing us this opportunity every year.
Wow. Wow. That is really, really powerful.
Thank you so much for the incredibly generous gift, but thank you for saying that as this is a cause, obviously, that's very close to my heart. It was 2018 when I first kind of was a burden that I had. Again, I've mentioned my wife was a single mother before we were married, and in recent years, my big brother has become a single dad. through foster care and then adoption. My little sister is a single mother. And so this is something that's really important to me. And so as 2018, when I first was getting the promptings, could we do something like this? There was another station in the Chicago area that had something of the same title. I remember talking to their promotions director and said, for one thing, is it okay if we use that title Single Mom Saturday, asking her kind of what they did and then putting our own, I guess, spin on it here at WWIB. I wanted to kind of go maybe beyond what they did and do something where we could create this fund and involve all of you. And so that was 2018. And 4 years later, it was 4 years before it finally came to fruition.
Interesting.
In 2022. And now 5 years later, it continues to grow strong. Thanks to God working through it, to all of you for responding. And so this anonymous giver, I can't thank you enough for saying thank you, for giving us that opportunity and for understanding why we do this every year and why we talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and honestly push and push and push for this 1 week for you. Thank you for understanding that, for giving God the glory for that. And that's one of the most moving things I've read all week. So thank you so much for that incredibly generous gift. And as we always say, Havel, greedy for good, can we keep on going onward and upward, and will this blessing continue to grow? By God's grace, it will.
Yes, amen.
WWIB.com, if you're willing to respond, thank you to this anonymous giver, to Mike from La Crosse, to Angie from Thorpe. I'm forgetting, was it Rhonda that I think you said you talked to on
yes,
the phone?
Yes, Rhonda.
So thank you so much. Again, the outpouring of love and support all week, and especially here on this final day of Single Mom Saturday. Well, I want to give a birthday shout out to my sister-in-law, my big sister, my sister-in-law, Erin, this morning. Not sure if she's able to listen right now. As I've mentioned before, for the past 10 weeks plus, she's been at Gillette Children's Hospital with my nephew, Jace, who is continuing to battle for his life. And our family would covet your prayers so much if you'd continue to cover Jace in prayer, that the Lord might do a miracle and raise him up and spare him. But Erin, I knew she was an incredible mom for years, with the way she's taken care of her family and loves her family. But seeing the way that she's taken care of her twins with this, at least as of now, incurable disease, abbreviated PCAN, pantothenate kinase associated neurodegeneration. It's a fatal diagnosis. And that's what my twin nephews, Grady and Jace, have. And seeing the way she's cared for them in these past 2.5 months, the way that she has been by Jace's side constantly, giving up really even her own health with so little sleep and just battling and battling and battling. Erin is an incredible incredible woman, an incredible mom. And so Erin, whether you're listening or maybe there's family listening, I love you so much. Our family loves you so much, and we are praying for you. And we hope the Lord brings you some joy on your birthday and hope. And that's what this song talks about from 10th Avenue North. I have this hope, our hope beyond the struggles and troubles and trials of this life, that in Jesus Christ, we always, always have hope.
All right, best of the week. Again, I'm just noticing on the listener line, Nancy in La Crosse saying count on her for $25. She'll send for our Single Mom Saturday. That means 19 givers this morning. We're unofficially at $20,860. Would one person give us, be willing to go to wib.com, give $140, get us to $21,000?
That 20th giver of the morning? That'd be wonderful. Last few minutes here of Single Mom Saturday Challenge. On the Wib Wake Up Show, of course, it'll go through midnight tonight, but wouldn't that be amazing to see the 20th giver of this morning and this incredible outpouring of support get us to $21,000. So again, one more time, unofficially, we would need
140.
140. And maybe someone would say, hey, I could do that, or even a little bit more to get you up and beyond. But now, Halvo, our weekly tradition.
And the unique aspect of this Best of the Week, it is all in chronicle order for the first time ever. Here we go.
I was a single mom for years, and I remember someone telling me once, if you want to know what the world weighs, ask a single mom.
We saw that $250 given, then someone else gave $300, and even as I'm speaking, someone else gave $250. If you ever wondered if we're live, we are, as Caleb in real time sees. This is an anonymous gift, I think I can say that it's from Cornell. But someone just gave that entire $1,000.
Hi, this is Jan from Chippewa. I'm going to give you another $100 and I'll be in to pay it tomorrow, the $300 that I'm giving. I love you guys. I love this radio station. I listen to it all the time. And I can afford it right now, so I'm going to help out that mom's fund.
Liz from Menominee joins us on the line.
Yesterday, I heard it on the radio, and I was too busy. Imagine that. But it has been pulling at my soul since yesterday morning, and I just said last night when I got home, I said, I'm calling in. As soon as I get in the car in the morning, and I'm going to pledge that, and when I got in the car, you guys were talking about it. You talked about the $2,000 goal, and I said, you know what? 19 listeners could match my $100.
That's a great
and
idea.
And we could get the $2,000 goal.
We were at $1,260 needed to get to $2,000. Now $760 because Jane from Catawba gave $500. Thank you so much. Lee from Oliva just took care of all of it.
Wow.
$720.
Man, Lee.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. $2,000 Tuesday has been reached with 18 minutes to spare. Penelope from Sheldon gives $250. Thank you so much. And she says this, my mom was a single mom for a lot of years. I know how hard it was. She sacrificed so much to make sure we were taken care of. And she says, praise God for the wonderful husband she has now. I know their family. They're a wonderful, wonderful family. This bomb of blessing dropped just before the top of the hour. Cece from Bruce, in honor of all single moms, she says, God bless you. She gave $1,000.
Wow.
Amazing.
So Lauren and Sheldon came through with a gift of $600, taking us over $15,000.
Amazing. Praise the Lord. Shout out, Sheldon. Love you guys, and thank you so much, Lauren. That's incredible. A little bit ago, Halvo, we had an anonymous gift of $600.
Wow.
Incredible. This person said, I'd like this to be anonymous, please, but they said, I love your heart for seeing the unseen, and giving a voice to the voiceless. Thank you for loving on these mamas and their children. The best of the week, Halvo, that, I think I said incredible so many times there, but that was incredible to hear once again, just that path of starting from nothing each year for Single Mom Saturday, then seeing business sponsors give so generously, creating that challenge of $4,500 plus, and then throughout the course of these last 6.5 days, day 7 here, seeing people respond, and it grows and grows and grows. And there have been some big gifts. There have been some small gifts. There have been gifts in between. And every single one, I think, is just a fragrant offering, as Scripture says, just lifted up to heaven given with gratitude, with joy, with cheerfulness. And it has been a wonderful week. Thank you so much. And we hope it continues through midnight tonight in a big way.
It struck me as we were listening, we heard Liz talk about her challenge, $100 challenge to 19 other listeners. And at that moment, we were sitting at 19 givers for the day. Mary and Jim Falls became our 20th, committing $75 to this fund.
Thank you.
She takes us unofficially to $20,935. $21,000 is within reach. Who's going to get us there and beyond?
Again, last year was $22,500. The largest fund we've ever had was $23,700. Whatever this ends up being, and thank you for giving so generously. We're just giving the glory to God here on this Friday morning. We know it can be a long week that maybe for some people, honestly, maybe it tests their patience a little bit to hear us talking about this again and again. It's the, well, would you just be quiet and play some more music? But thank you to those who catch the vision of this, who are moved in your heart and your spirit and saying, I want to give and I want to serve and I want to love and I want to remind these moms that they are not alone, that they are seen, they are heard, they are loved, they are welcomed, they are never forsaken in Jesus Christ, that though all may fail, Jesus never fails. And so thank you for reminding them of the love of Jesus through what you were doing for Single Mom Saturday.